like I'm needing you right now. I hope. Keep on dancing and let the music play. Tonight's my night and I wanna dance the night away. Just tomorrow, oh, tomorrow, you'll be gone. So long, goodbye. I know that I'm gonna cry, but I'll forget you by and by.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to hip-hop, reggae to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has new releases and used. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at area code 412-821-8484.
Thank you. big leg woman, people gonna take me to my grave. Born on a bad side, I've been down ever since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, people, oh, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Yeah, look here.
Tune right there from Miss Coco Taylor, as joined by Buddy Guy on guitar as well. That was called Born Under a Bad Sign from their Alligator release called Deluxe Edition, which you can find under Coco Taylor's name. Plus, we heard from Elmore James and his Broom Dusters from 1954. That was Standing at the Crossroads. And Bobby Charles started off the hour with I Hope from his disc called Walking to New Orleans. Up next, let's hear from T-Bone Walker, recording for the Black and White Record label back in 1949. This is Vacation Blues on the Deep Blues Hour.
I think I'll take a trip to California, where the sun shines every day. I think I'll take a trip to California, where the sun shines every day. I I thought about going to Florida, but that's too far away. When I'm on my way to Hollywood, baby, I'm gonna stop off in Mexico. When I'm on my way to Hollywood, baby, I'm gonna stop off in Mexico. I have a friend there by the name of Jumpin' Joe. They say Havana, Cuba is the place where I should go. They say Havana, Cuba is the place where I should go. But what they got on my mind, no woman ever knows. Yes, I'm going to take my vacation, gonna do it right away. Yes, I'm going on my vacation, baby, gonna do it right away. I'd rather be in town than the country any old rainy day.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Well, here I'm again walking down this little street. This time I ain't feeling so good. I ain't lost my baby, ain't got no money, ain't got no friend. Let me tell you about it. So bad, got the worst feeling I'll ever have. Ain't got no friend, ain't got no pal. I lost my baby, ain't got no gal. Feel so bad, feel so bad. Got the worst feeling I'll ever have. The other night I went down to my baby's house. When I got to the door, I saw something. It made me feel so bad. Let me tell you. Well, I went to my baby all the night. Some other guy was holding her tight. Feel so bad. Feel so bad. Got the worstest feeling I ever had. Get it now. I'm going out here and kiss this old train, going back home, but let me tell you this. Oh, I feel so bad. Got the worst feeling my baby on the telephone. Said, look here, baby, once come back home, feel so bad, feel so bad. Got the worst feeling I'll ever have. Feel so bad, feel so bad, feel so bad, feel so bad.
Music from Sunnyland Slim and J.B. Lenore, and How Can I Leave? That's from a Flywright record, came out in 1980, called The Mojo Boogie. Plus, we heard from Little Junior Parker from his disc Mystery Train. That was Feeling Bad. Up next, let's hear from Lonnie Johnson and Victoria Spivey. They put out a wonderful disc called Idle Hours back in 1961 on Bluesville Records. Here they are with Leave Me or Love Me, Lonnie Johnson and Victoria Spivey, on the Deep Blues Hour.
Yes, love me or leave me, do anything you want to do. Got to straighten up and fly right, baby, 'cause I just can't stand the things you do. If you don't want me, baby, then why don't you let me be? If you don't want me, baby,
I'd be better off without you. Cause with you I'm living in misery. Play it, Papa.
This is Tom Skerritt for the Borgen Project. Each year, nearly 2 million children die from preventable diseases. Each day, 30,000 people die from hunger. 500 each hour are children. The Borgen Project is turning this around. We need your help. To learn more, go to borgenproject.org. That's B-O-R-G-E-N project.org.
Come on down, Lord, in my side.
keep it low, that's my business, darling, because my business don't belong to you. Keep it low, that's my business, darling, because it don't belong to you, love. You used to be mine, but look who got you now. I'ma trust my sales, mama. I never stay at home. I'ma trust my sales, mama. Baby, I never stay at home. I mind my business. Good girl of mine, I leave other people's business alone. But it'd be my time after a while. Your time, baby. But it'd be my time after a while. Would it be your time? It'll be my time to say bye, bye, bye. Green grass grows around my dome. Out in old California, while the green grass grows around my dome. Bye bye, welcome you, and I won't come back no more.
Love the sound of Johnny Young. That's from a disc called Chicago Blues that R. Hooley Records put out. That's Keep Your Nose Out of My Business from Johnny Young. Plus, we heard from the duo of Mississippi Fred McDowell and Johnny Woods. That was their version, Shake 'Em On Down. All right, up next, let's hear from Forest City Joe from Forest City, Arkansas. Here he is with Stop Breaking Down on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Stop breaking down, baby, please stop breaking down. Stop your breaking down. Just crazy by the way my music sounds. And I got something to tell you, baby. I hope that you don't laugh. Not if you ever could have forced it, you're one child in the window. I'd never take you back, but stop your breaking down. Baby, please stop breaking down. I know that you really don't love me. One that's crazy by the way my music sounds. All right, young man. Yeah! The big bill was enough to
said, that's all right, baby. That's all right for you. That's all right, woman. I said, now then, look down where you do it. Stop your breaking down. Baby, please stop breaking down. Lord, I say, I know you don't love Boy City Joe no more, woman, but you just crazy about the way music sounds.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Come back, baby. Please don't go. For the way I love you, baby, you never know. Come back, baby. Let's talk it over one more time. For the way I love you, child, you never know. Oh, tell me, pretty baby, you never know. Come back, baby, let's talk it over one more time. You know I love you. Tell the world I do. Tell me, pretty baby, what can I do? Come back, baby. Let's talk it over one more time.
Entitled Come Back Baby. That was recorded in 1959 by Snooks Eaglin and on a Smithsonian Folkways CD entitled New Orleans Street Singer. They're from Snooks Eaglin. Plus, we heard from the Mississippi Sheiks, fine jug band music there, from their disc called Stop and Listen. That was Sweet Maggie from the Mississippi Sheiks. All right, let's hear next from Blind Boy Fuller. This is the title track to a wonderful Yazoo LP, now CD, which you can pick up that features some of his best work. Blind Boy Fuller. This is Truckin' My Blues Away on the Deep Blues Hour.
Ain't no hand me down. Catch you truckin' with them, gonna show shoot you down. Keep on truckin', mama. Truckin' my blues away. Truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', mama. Truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', mama. Till you truck my blues away. I got a gal, she's little and neat. When she starts truckin', man, it's so sweet. Keep on truckin', mama, truckin' my blues away, truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', baby, truckin' my blues away, yeah. Keep on truckin', baby, truckin' my blues away. I know a gal, she's long and tall. When she start truckin', make a little man squall. Keep on truckin', mama. Truckin' my blues away, I mean, truckin' my blues away, yeah.
Truckin' my to hurry, don't have to go. Wait a little while, you might want to truck some more. Keep on trucking, baby. Trucking my blues away. Trucking my blues away. Keep on trucking, mama. Trucking my blues away, yeah. Keep on trucking, baby. Trucking my blues away. Make a lame man run, make a blind man see. Show gets good when you're trucking with me. Keep on trucking, baby.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Get the funny feeling when you gaze into my eyes. You a buggy ride. Daddy, you as sweet as you can be when you take me for a buggy ride. When you set me down upon your knee and ask me to be your bride. When you hug and kiss me, it makes me feel fine. I get this funny feeling up in down my spine. You don't need no teaching, you don't need no guide. When you take me for a buggy ride, your loving ain't so forty in the park, but you a loving poor creature in the dark. You ain't so hot. What can it be that makes me sad, Daddy? Take all of me. You always ready every time that I call. What I like about you, you never stall. You ain't no preacher, you a good old soul. You done sent salvation to my very soul. I can't keep but I'm satisfied when you take me for a buggy ride.
Oh, a tune there from Bessie Smith, the classic singer. That was Take Me for a Buggy Ride. Plus, we heard from Buddy Woods and the Wampus Cats. That was the Muscat Hill Blues from 1937. You can find that on a collection called The Slide Guitar, Bottles, Knives, and Steel. An excellent collection of early slide guitar music there from Buddy Woods. Up next, let's hear from Alberta Hunter. Here she is, another fine classic woman of the blues from 1935. You Can't Tell the Difference After Dark. Alberta Hunter on the Deep Blues Hour.
Look what the sun has done to me. It seems there's no more fun to me. Why must all the boys act so shy? I have guessed the reason why. I may be as brown as a berry, but that's only secondary, and you can't tell a difference after dark. I may not be so appealing, but I've got that certain feeling, and you can't tell a difference after dark. They say that gentlemen prefer the blonde-haired ladies. Tell me, am I out of style just because I'm slightly shady? Wait until I've won ya, and my love drops down upon ya. You can't tell a difference after dark. Go for yourself now. Beat it on out there, boy. Look out, Fats Waller. But that's only secondary. You can't tell a difference after dark. I may not be so appealing, but I've got that certain feeling, and you can't tell a difference after dark. They say that gentlemen prefer the blonde-haired ladies. Tell me, am I out of style? Because I'm slightly shady. Wait until I've won ya, and my love drops down upon ya. You can't tell a difference after dark. Yeah, man.
So good. Don't say this was a bad day. Just say the day you weren't so good. If you could have judged the future, then you would have understood. Just say you didn't yield the right of way.
Yes, sir. And there you have the Bearcat Crawl, played for you by one of the Boogie Woogies.
Yeah. Well, this is Commander Marley, and you're listening to WRCT-FM. Keep it locked. Rust.
The basic part of the greatness of Baldwin is that he also knows how thick white supremacy is in the souls of black people. That the lie has been something that too many black people have consented to. So if you really believe you're less beautiful, less intelligent, less moral, if you run around scared, intimidated, and fearful all the time, and laughing when it ain't funny, and scratching when it don't itch, you're just gonna wear a mask your whole life. So the only thing that can break the back of fear is love.
That's Cornel West, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Cornel West and Eddie Glaude Jr. on James Baldwin's legacy. James Baldwin was one of the most significant figures of the 20th century. In this moment of racial reckoning, his life and work are being discovered and rediscovered. James Baldwin was born in 1924 and died in 1987. He graduated from high school in New York, but was otherwise self-taught. He said, "I love America more than any other country in the world. That's why I reserve the right to perpetually criticize her." And criticize he did. In his classic essays such as The Fire Next Time and Notes of a Native Son, and his novels Go Tell It on the Mountain and Another Country, he wrote about the white power structure, systemic racism, police brutality, sexism, homophobia, inequality, and predatory capitalism. To talk about James Baldwin are our guests today, Eddie Glaude Jr. and Cornel West. Eddie Glaude Jr. is the Distinguished University Professor of African American Studies at Princeton. He's the author of Begin Again, James Baldwin's America and Its Urgent Lessons for Today. Cornel West is professor of the practice of public philosophy at Harvard. He's the author of many books, including Race Matters and Black Prophetic Fire. The program was moderated by Maya Marshall. We begin with Cornel West.
Eddie Glaude is a custodian of a rich inheritance and a caretaker of a great tradition of a hated people that still keep dishing out these levels of truth and beauty. So this is why to engage with somebody like Baldwin, who exemplifies the highest levels of greatness, the courage to think critically, the courage to generate hope, and to practice hope is to be connected to the best of one's tradition, to understand what has gone into the making and molding, and to make that tradition available to the whole world, because the whole world's dealing with levels of different catastrophe. People have been able to somehow keep on pushing. And so that's what you actually get in Begin Again. And let's just be honest about it. It's the tear-soaked, blood-soaked, and yet soulful tradition.
First of all, there's a line that, there's so many lines in Jimmy that will blow you away. But there's a moment in Istanbul, he's being interviewed by Ebony. And he uses Begin Again, and Baldwin is sitting there, and it's 1970, I think. And the interviewer asks him, "What then about hope?" Baldwin retreats.
I remember what he said. He says, "Hope must be invented every day."
That's our tradition.
Now, hope is not abstract. It's a verb. It's motion. It's movement. It's deed. It's praxis. And you got to be improvisational about it. You got to be jazz-like about it. You got to be blues-like about it. You better reinvent that thing every day. Good morning, heartache. I got to reinvent my fortifying resources to deal with that heartache, and it's going to come back the next day.
Exactly.
It's going to come back the next day. You get Billie Holiday echoing through with her genius, Baldwin right there. And the Baldwin, of course, he understands musicians mean the world to him.
Absolutely. In the face of the assassination of Dr. King, where they murdered an apostle of love, and Jimmy collapses, could barely pick up the pieces,
yeah.
Tries to commit suicide in 69, find, you know, relationships collapsing around him, still thinks he's this loveless child who's ugly because his daddy told him he was so ugly that he then believed that nobody could love that ugly little boy. Finds himself in Istanbul trying to figure out how to speak to this moment. And there he gives utterance to this line, this formulation that Doc just laid out. Hope is invented every day.
But a necessary practice that we, in fact, are the hope. You know, it is our commitment to showing up. That is the hope. That is the model. That is the practice of witness. And he was just so right so often, even
and
in the midst.
Sister Maya, all the courage and willingness to be crushed and misunderstood and misconstrued and thoroughly pushed to the fringes and still have that kind of bounce back. See, you see what I mean?
That's the
stuff, you see. So that, you know, what we have in Brother Eddie's book here in the middle of a blues-like situation in the U.S. Empire, he's saying, well, you know, we blues people, this ain't new for us. We've been here before. Not this particular historical moment, but similar kinds of moments. And it's a human thing. It's not just a black thing, because black folk are human beings, presuppose, assume, don't have to prove nothing to nobody. And yet we'll have to learn how to love and fight and hope and laugh in our families with our mamas and our daddies in our mosques and our temples and our synagogues and our churches in our universities. Eddie working that out at Princeton didn't have in mind.
No.
Genius from Moss Point, Mississippi.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.